walk down the street, show picking a one. I see a little roughneck kid with a gun. I said, little homeboy, what's up with the Glock 19? He said, a damn crack fiend just went and took his mama's life. And now the kid's over there smoking the pipe. I said, get one, let him know what he did. And you don't need to go to jail, you're just a kid. Give me the gun, little G, let's cool it down. You got a lot to live for, your college bound. And so he screams and cries and start hugging on the corner in Fort Greene. We're bugging. Tears drip as we walk to the crib. And I'm trying to comfort the kid. I woke up, it's a brand new day. Little man blew himself away. And I'm torn, emotional torn. And I'm lost in the storm. I mean, understand the conspiracy upon the first man. Death to the clan, pump the fist, connected to the elbow, joined by the cartilage to the dark hand. And the plan to conserve this confused, violent land. Different races, faces, share the same spaces, sold by arrogant laces. Taste this piece, it's real, real sweet. Extra reasoning, seasoning to the weak will be done before the sun starts to nova. All will be over. Reveal the passion button, now hit it. Cause no one is born a bigot. Delete what you engraved in your mind. And please throw up the peace sign. And maybe, maybe be reborn or be lost in the storm.
Everybody, good evening. Today is Monday, March 12th, 2012, and you are now listening to the sounds of coming from Brick's House. This is Brick's House. Hello, everyone. My name is Brick, and I am glad to be joining you all this evening. And I missed you guys so much, and I thank you for tuning in to another episode of Brick's House with me, Brick. And wow, what a difference a week makes, right? It's been a week already, and we're back for another show. Got some exciting things to talk about tonight. So if you want to chime in, you want to call in, definitely you need to get up in here. 805-830-8320. Okay? Press 1 if you want to speak, and you know, we can mix it up in here, get it interesting. I want to bring on, before I really get started, the First Lady. The First Lady, she don't have her hand up, but she throw me on every time, so I'm going to throw her on. And I'm going to throw on the First Lady of Phone Fantasy Radio. You guys know her. You love her. You dream about her. Ladies want to be her. Men want to be with her. So I'm going to bring her on in. I don't care if she wants to come in or not. Good evening, Miss First Lady of Phone Fantasy Radio, Miss La Crush Hearts. Good evening, La Crush.
What's up? Thank you for the lovely intro.
Oh, you deserve it, First Lady of Phone Fantasy. Put it on the map, showing them how it's done. I'm telling you, they want to be you. They want to be you. You couldn't get that much hate unless you're doing something right. Hey.
Wow. No,
so, want to definitely thank you for tuning in and helping me, you know, steer this ship. Hopefully in an interesting direction. You know, we have a tendency of flying off, or I have a tendency of kind of flying off with my mouth. So for those you wondering why is La Crush here, it's to keep me centered because, see, I'll go off for days. Next thing I know, I'll go from talking about social media, talking about how a man that did me wrong, to calling him live and having him live on the show, cussing him out and going through a crying binge.
We need a show like that.
You know what
we do? I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to let you go one day.
You need to let me go one day because, see, I will dial a fool on this phone. And I will be like, so what's up? What was up with that? What was up with that? They'll be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you live on the radio right now. Tell everybody how much of an idiot you are. Yeah, they will be like, yo, you playing. First of all, they probably think I'm playing.
Right.
But see, they don't know. They be on record. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to definitely have a show out there. We're going to call that show Caught Out There. And we're going to catch them out there. Okay, that will be an interesting show. Damn. The
radio it will be
skyrocket.
An interesting show.
Yes, it is. One day I'm going to just get so angry, I'm going to just dial a dude. I'm be like, yo, what was that? Or, you know, get some whack business, some whack sex. I'm going to call him up. Yo, you on the air. What was that move? What was that?
What was that move? I love that.
I was like, what was that move you did? What was that? I got to check and see if that's legal, first of all, because I would love to do something like that. I would love to do a show like that where I just put on one of the past ones.
Yeah, it's legal.
This
is open speech. Yeah, it's legal.
Okay, see, that's what I need, because, see, I want to know is it, because, see, I want to record. The show going to be recording. So can they be like, oh, you had no right to record me? But come on, what guy don't want to talk about his bedroom swag on the air?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be getting him more dates. Okay, I'll be like, yeah, what was that move you did? Remember that move? So
speaking
definitely
of
something
swag,
we're going to definitely look into. Oh,
speaking
yeah,
of swag, and we could dial out, let's dial Black Reporter. Let's bring him on. Let's dial Black Reporter right now.
Yeah, dial Black Reporter.
And let's talk. Right.
This is live radio, y'all. I can't get this
so well.
This is live humiliation.
The power of social networking. Wait, don't say that.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Who this?
Now y'all know my voice.
Not right off. The number just came up with no name.
It's me. What you doing right now?
Watching TV. Who is this?
Watching TV. Aren't you supposed to be at Brick House?
Huh?
Ain't you supposed to be at Brick House?
Black
Reporter. He was like, woo-hoo. Trying to figure out who it
is. He was trying so hard, wasn't he? Mind you, this man been listening to me for the last 2 years. Over 2 years. And he not know my voice.
Well, but he
did not catch my voice.
Exactly.
I gave him that La Crush After Dark voice. He did not catch
it. Yeah, he sure did.
See, he wasn't ready for that one. He was like,
no,
who is this?
I wasn't ready.
Did you feel a tightening in your pants now, Black Reporter?
Yes, he
no
did.
Comment.
Look at that laugh.
No comment.
He's
said, woo.
Wow.
Let me call y'all like that.
All right, you call back in, Black Reporter.
We gotta go straighten up. All right, we'll have us come get you again. All right, that just led you into tonight's topic, did it not?
Exactly.
Social networking,
social media. You gotta love it. What
you
else
can do everything.
Do
you can
like
call
that.
For free. You can, you know, you can see people for free. Like.
Free.
Right, for free. See,
I can say that, right?
For free.
And it literally puts people within an arm's length of you that you can just reach out and step back. You see how we smacked him in the back of the head just now? That was a smack from Brooklyn going all the way.
To Louisiana.
You see that? That's the power of social media. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. Social networking, social media, which is how, by the way, I met Black Reporter and Miss Hearts. This is how I met the both of them, through social media. So you know what? Social media, if used properly, could be a very viable tool in launching any type of career aspirations you have, launching any type of business that you want to start, launching any type of anything, any type of reaching out and networking with other people and making new friends elsewhere, you know, it serves that purpose. Because when you think about it, you know, you probably never would have even met certain people that you know, Crush. I'm sure that, you know, you've met a lot of people in New York, but you probably would have never met, you know, your friends over there in Chicago. You know, you probably never would have met, you know, your friends over there in North Carolina. You know, you probably never would have met these people because chances of you really running into each other would have basically been slim to none. You know,
even in Brooklyn itself. Even in New York City
Even in
itself.
Brooklyn. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the same neighborhood where Crush lives now and never ran into her. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, when I think of we shopped at the same stores, you know, if I say, yo, Crush, you know that fish market right there on Fulton? She know exactly where I'm talking about. So we've both been there, but yet we've never met. Never actually. And, you know, so when you think about it, social media brings people together. You know, my son's father met his wife through social media. And when they met each other, they met on a dating website. And when they met each other, they realized that they rode the same train home every day for the last 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
Now, rode the same train. They recognized each other. Like, don't you ride the same time every day they rode the train together? And it was something where he would look at her and wonder and probably say, oh, she's probably married. And she would look at him and wonder, oh, he probably has a girlfriend. And you would never know, you know, because you think these things, like, you know, we all assume that people have these lives and come to find out, they're just as lonely as the next person. So social media can be used as a wonderful thing, you know. And I think that, you know, it has a lot of good things about it. What do you think about that, Chris? What do you think about social media on a whole?
Social media can be awesome. Like you said, I wouldn't have met Black Reporter. I wouldn't be able to, you know, social media lets you connect to new customers, to new clients, to, you know, run your own business. You know, you have sites like Blog Talk Radio where we can actually have this show, which is, you know, awesome. We can have, you know, the Adult Zone and stuff like that. Then you have social medias like Twitter where, you know, it can be awesome, but at the same time, it can be very damaging.
Yeah.
Because And not only in the sense of, you know, as far as, like, reaching out to people, but, you know, you are opening basically yourself to potential harm as far as, like, stalkers, hackers, you know, people, even internet drama. Like, last week I was just full of internet drama, you know. So it does, it opens those type of doors as well. But if you have your head on straight and you know that you are a person that's not into drama, you just like to have fun, then, you know, it'll be good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely right.
It could be good, and then it do have its downfalls. And, you know, tonight I think our focus is going to be on relationships, right?
It's going to be on relationships, but not in the relationship. We're going to talk about couples and stuff like that. But I mean, just
mm-hmm.
in overall friendships, familial relationships. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have people that are basically are at war with each other, families that are at war with each other because of Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
this person posted something that the family thought wasn't appropriate. And, you know, it kind of dishonored the family, or it kind of put the business out there. You know, how much is too much information to be released? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes, you know, is there a line which shouldn't be crossed? You know, I mean, it's one thing to put your personal business out there, but do you really need to put everybody else's and your family's out there? You know,
right.
When you have an argument or something with a sibling, to blast
mm-hmm.
it on Facebook, some people take that as the ultimate disrespect. You know,
right.
And because people want to maintain a certain type of level of privacy, and you have some people whose lives are open books. They don't care. They're like, you know, I'll let you know,
right.
you know, I got a bunion on my, you know, right toe, or I'll let you know that
mm-hmm.
I'm dealing with this or I'm dealing with that. You know, some people just put all their information, some people just put too much information out there, you know,
uh-huh.
especially with pictures and, you know, all sorts of other nonsense. Some things that just don't need to be, you know, broadcast, but you know, you have some people that feel like they could just do that, you know.
And you know what else
a,
I need to? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sex.
Oh, I said you know what else I need to big up real quick is the fact that social media, with social media, able to create another, or would you say, an alter ego? Because you know,
ooh.
LaCrush Hearts has become. I'm going to say this because I'm hot like that, has become a celebrity status because of online media, you know, because of social media, you know. You say,
mm-hmm.
like, I go to parties and they're like, oh, LaCrush Hearts. I'm like, yeah, my mom didn't name me that, you know. You know, so I'm going to say that because I'm awesome like that. I'm going to say, yeah, celebrity status to some people, if that's what you choose. I should say, if that's
ooh.
What you choose, you know, to be, you know, with an alter ego and you want to run as LaCrush Hearts, sometimes people do it just because, you know, it sounds good. Like, everybody got boss at the end of their name. No, I'm not talking about that.
Ooh.
I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about John Big Baby Boss. No, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the person, you know, using myself as an example that has
ooh.
Made what I call an online personality. Slash, just
mm-hmm.
like her having a regular personality, you know,
mm-hmm.
and doing your business online, and you know, attracting clientele, attracting fans, attracting this, you know, people fail to realize that, you know, social media. If you go to my Facebook page, there are some suggestive pictures on my page. However, once again, my name is LaCrush Hearts. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you go to my
mm-hmm.
actual name, you know, that my mama gave me, if you go to my government page, those pictures aren't up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, it, you know, I'm Sybil right now, split personality. You know, people
mm-hmm.
fail to realize, oh, you don't respect yourself, or you this, or you that. No, hold up now, sir. You know, when you see me in the street, you know I'm not walking out with my titties hanging out. Oh, yes, I am. But you know what I mean. You know, I'm not walking out with my ass out and stuff like that, you know. But, you know, people fail to realize my mother did not name me LaCrush Hearts. That's not on my birth certificate, folks. It really isn't, you know.
mm-hmm.
I wish it was, but it really isn't. So, you know, social media, it has, you know, and when people see you and people know you, they automatically associate that, you know, like on my page, I had posted a topic about that says a man, you know, used to
ooh.
Look at a black man used to look at Felicia Rashad from The Cosby Show and Esther Rowe from Good Times as wife material. More so, but now you have people like Beyonce and Nicki Minaj and Sierra as represent Sierra as Did I pronounce it? Well, whatever. That she's not wife and material. But at the end of the day, you know, these folks, you know, are entertainers. You can't compare the two. You know, Felicia Rashad and Esther Rowe on The Cosby Show, those were actors. That was their job. You know, they was in a character. That character, I'm going to say, doesn't exist, so to speak. You know what I mean? That character is fictional. That character was thought up by somebody. You know, that was somebody's interpretation. You know, and at the end of the day, that's what it is. Somebody's interpretation. The Crush Hard is my interpretation, you know. So, you know, people's like, oh, well, you know, that's not wife material. That's wife material. But, you know, media doesn't shape, you know, media shouldn't shape, you know, your outlooks on white, on you know, who you want to marry, who you want to date. And the same thing with social networking. It shouldn't shape on who you would date or who you not, or who you spend your life with. What's your life with? I mean, I can't talk right now. I agree.
You know, I think that some people get it confused, some people get it twisted, but we're going to talk about that a little bit more in a bit. I want to not really focus so much on Facebook. I mean, Facebook is the meat of it. But let me eat a potato.
Oh, you know what I mean? Facebook is where we all at.
That's where we all at.
Yeah, that's where we all at.
This, it kind of kick-started it off. MySpace was really kind of, you know, I see we have a caller in. Is that Black Report? Okay. We're going to bring him in a second. We're going to bring Black Report in a second. But what I want to say is when you think about it, MySpace was really what kind of launched this whole social media, you know, thing. I mean, it may have come out the same time as Facebook, but Facebook wasn't as big at the time. MySpace, everybody was on MySpace. Everybody had to have a MySpace page. And the MySpace page, I think, was kind of, well, for lack of a better interpretation, MySpace was basically kind of, you know, almost like a big piece of you know, sketch paper where you could just draw and do whatever you want to do. You know, you can make your personality shine through your Facebook page. And it was like if you had a dark personality, you know, you mostly had like a dark screen with probably some morbid colors on it or whatever. You know, if you had a bright personality, you had this white with rainbows and sparkle everywhere. If you were all about getting money, you had the background of nothing but $100 bills and, you know, rap music playing on your profile. You could basically put whatever music you want to suit you. It was kind of like a look inside of the person that you are. So you could kind of get a lot from looking at somebody's MySpace page and see exactly what type of person they were, you know, from everything from different pics to the posing to little poems they would put up, to the little, you know, gospel plaques, or they had gospel music playing, or if they had, you know, something with Jesus in the background and the cross, and you kind of got a feel for what that type of person was. You know what I'm saying, Crush? I mean, if you clicked on somebody's page, I say you click on my MySpace page, and you hear, you know, Oh Happy Day playing or something like that, and you see rainbows with doves and, you know, the cross and a ray of light coming down, and you would think, okay, there's a holy roller here, you know? And if I would, like, you know, click on your page, or if you would have your page up, let's just say, and you would have, and first of all, the first thing, my whole screen turns red, I see a big heart come up, and I see lace and black leather and, you know, all sorts of caricatures that are, like, bent over and sexy little cartoons, I would be like, okay. Yeah, exactly. So I would think, like, okay, this is a look inside her personality. She's kind of flirtatious and, you know, a little bit out there. So you kind of got to look at somebody, what they were. So it was kind of easier to kind of really screen people just by looking at their Facebook page. You know, you could see how many times that person logged in, which was, like, if they were last there 2 weeks ago, you know, okay, they're not really on there that much. Or if they were in there just 30 seconds ago, or if they're online now, you knew, wow, this is somebody who's always on this thing. And I think that's what kind of differs from Facebook and kind of what makes Facebook so kind of deceptive in a way, because you have no way of knowing when the last person logged on to Facebook, you know? You have no way of looking inside somebody's personality because all the pages look the same.
Right.
So you get little hints here and there. But if I tell you, you know, if I send you a message, yo, LaCrush, my name is Steve or whatever, I think you're pretty, I'd like to take you out sometime, and you say, okay, well, let me look at his page. And you see a picture of a mummy with bloody corpses all over the place, and he's got all these grotesque pictures, you're going to be like, uh-uh. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not messing with that.
Right.
You understand? So whereas Facebook, you kind of can't really tell the nuts from the sane people. You know, you can't really tell the people who are really depressed from the people who have a shining personality. You know, you can't really tell. It's kind of like, you know, a throw of a dice. You get what you whatever it lands on.
Right.
So on that, you know, you gotta kind of wonder. You know, Facebook. I mean, they've done a, it's good for one thing, but I can see where, in my opinion, that's where it has a deficit kind of to MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
That's just in my opinion.
Right. If you're comparing MySpace to Facebook, what Facebook is giving you, like, what Facebook is saying, this is what they claim, that it was built for family. It was built for family and your personal friends. Now, I'm the Crush Hearts. I will not have my family on my Facebook page as the Crush Hearts. But I did make a Facebook page as, you know, my regular government name, and I do have family on that page. But I tell you one thing, I don't sign into it. Like, I sign into it if I'm going to promote or if I'm going to play Cityville. Like, that's what it was really made for. You know, I needed another friend for Cityville. So that's what it came about as. But, I think what Facebook is, you know, what the intentions of and what it has evolved into is now, you know, they trying to maintain as this friend thing, but you can't do that. You get what I'm saying? First of all, it's the World Wide Web. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit up there and tell people, you know, this is for friends only or family only, because you don't know those people. You know, that's
exactly
the thing I'm not liking with Facebook. And they really try to find some way or you know, to weed out. But you can't sit up there and suggest a friend to me, you know, because my uncle got that person in common. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You can't sit there and say, add this person as a friend, and then
because
think that because my uncle got a friend or because you have a friend that I know that person, and then get mad if I don't accept that person if I deny that person.
I mean,
you know,
uncle
that's
could be
the
a
thing.
Gangster or something. You're right. Uncle could be shady.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And
you don't want that person on your page.
I agree. But, you know, I think, you know, as far as like social networking and the dating scene, like,
ooh,
we have this site called Tag. Tag is,
ooh,
the home
Tag,
place.
Girl.
Right, Tag is the home place where I met Black Rapport, actually. So,
wow. You know what? I can believe
exactly
that. And on that note, let me bring Black Rapport in. Hello, Black Rapport. Is he on?
Black
Rapport? All right.
Good evening.
Good evening, Black Reporter. I see you 225. I'll get you in 1 second. Good evening, Black Reporter.
Well, speaking of 225, that is the same place I met 225.
Good morning, Black Reporter. Good evening, Black Reporter.
Good morning.
Yeah, good evening. Sorry. Good evening, Black Reporter. How are you?
Good evening, Black Reporter.
I'll be on. Let me bring in 225. Good evening, 225. Y'all are there. Y'all a couple.
Hi.
Hello, 225.
Hi, Lady C.
Y'all like a pair of shoes. Y'all a match. You got to have one, you got to have the other.
Yeah.
How are you doing today, Lady C?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good, you sound wonderful.
Hey, Lady C, tell
what?
Them where we first met.
We met on
you just
tag.
Did.
We met on tag on the computer. On tag. You
sent me
a friend request, and I said, "Who the hell is this Black Reporter? What the hell is a Black Reporter?"
And then she writes back, because she's legally blind, she's got this computer that magnifies everything.
You know, you tell everybody this.
Oh, God.
Well,
okay, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Pretend we didn't hear that. Keep it moving.
There's a reason why I'm saying this. Because she sent me back a note, which was a humongous type. And I'm wondering, what did I think? Who did I connect with here? And now she's one of the closest friends that I have.
You see, so tag actually can be good for something, which I think tag is good for nothing, but that's just my opinion.
I got several good friends off of tag. I really did. But then there used to be Yahoo 360.
Oh,
right.
Okay, yeah.
I remember that. Two tissue. Wow, she took it back.
I used to blog off on Yahoo 360.
She took
with
it
me,
back.
It was Messenger. With me, it was Messenger.
I remember Yahoo 360. I had a big block.
Wow.
Oh, I blew up one of my boyfriends on Yahoo 360.
Yeah.
I remember. Wow,
that's
going way back.
Yeah,
yeah, she took it back.
You could do some damage with that.
Yeah, I had my Yahoo 360, and I did quite a bit of damage with that blog. And you know what? One thing I miss about that, it encouraged people to write.
Yes,
you know,
you did, because you blogged every day, and it was right there where you could read it. It's not as now. There's not as much blogging as it used to be.
No, there's not. And I think that, you know, and Facebook only allows you a certain amount of characters, you know, to type anyway until they tell you to turn it into a note. And you're like, okay, nobody reads notes. I don't like these Facebook notes. They just get rid of that. Or reformatted or something. I don't like it.
On 360, you just sit there and go to writing. Because I remember one night I had went to the hospital and was on medication, and I went and blocked my ass about he, she, and him. And if he couldn't be a T without an S, a he. A T without a male, you know, female without V. A woman without woe is a man. I got up the next morning, what the hell? That medicine did me.
You know,
but I was able to block it all on there and didn't have to stop and count the numbers. I just posted it. Now you can block it like, stop too much. No.
But now, you know, it doesn't encourage people. People don't write. You know, people don't, you know, and it's like Facebook is, I think Facebook has gotten more intrusive.
They just want you to tag
all
people
the
in little bitty notes. Just say, I'm out in the park. I'm doing this, da-da-da, little things. You know. And there was Flister. You know, all those.
Oh,
were,
There were a lot. Like, I have all. Yeah, Black Reporter.
Crush, what did you add to the website that tries to get people to blog? Because I went to the website, and there was something new that is getting people to blog or add your blog, it said. Earlier today when I went to the blog, when I went to the site,
You went to the site.
So what?
You have to catch it when it happens. You know how our memory goes.
All right, I'm done. I'm like, what? Like,
I
no,
posted
no, no.
it. You, it's up to you to keep up with it. I'm not checking it right now. You know?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Okay, what it is okay, I'm sorry. I know what you're talking about now. Okay, it's not really our site. What it is it's a Facebook app on our Facebook page at facebook.com/heartsradio. What happens is it takes all the posting that I do on my site and it brings it to the Facebook page. So, and when you click on it, right, when you click on it, you can read the latest post, you know, the latest, you know, information that I post up from the website, phonefaceradio.com. So that's what it does. It's called Network Blogs. It's called Network Blogs, Network the Blog.
Okay.
And what you can do is you can check out my site and you can visit other sites. And Brick House is going to have one where, you know, everything is just one central location. Yeah. It'll be in one central location. We're gonna have Brick House up there and things like that. So yeah.
And hopefully, my blog. So.
Boo. You've been saying that for 2 years, folks. We've been trying to get this man to get a blog. Boo.
That support is on a blog for us. What you gonna say?
Okay, well, what are you blogging about?
You gonna talk about?
What you blogging about?
What you gonna blog about? Tell us what you gonna blog about. Big women. You love big women.
How she gonna do that?
Big women. You love big
women. She loves big women. She loves big women.
805-830-8320.
That's the number. Call into Brick House. And if haters are in your 805-830-8320. We're talking about social networking. We're going to take a slight pause here. We're going to play some old school something for you. I don't know. Not too old. Not Black Reporter old.
Brick, you wrong.
Say that this time, so you can't blame me. Okay, yeah, that was me this time. So we're gonna play something, not too old. Like well, something from the '80s. Let's say I'll Be Sure. We're gonna play I'll Be Sure. I forgot to tell you. Let's say I'll Be Sure. When you first came on today, you were greeted by Lost in the Storm. That's old school by Chubb Rock, giving you some old school hip hop too. Some things, you know, you don't really hear on the radio anymore. That was old school, Lost in the Storm, Chubb Rock. And now we're going to be right back after we listen to I'll Be Sure for a minute. And we'll be right back. This is Brick's House, 805-830-8320. Please call in or join us in the chat room.
Yeah. what I'm supposed to sweat you. I'm supposed to run all over me. Zero on the strength. Hey, yo, Scott, it ain't hard to tell, right?
Yo, all the time to grab a girl and know. Get out your teeth and rock to the rhythm of this funky beat. My name is Alfie Schoen. Rock to the rhythm, rhythm of the funky beat.
Funniest things happen on these little breaks here. I just hung up the phone on my mother, and I know I'm going to hear it after this. Okay, what's all that in the background? Okay, I don't know if I'm supposed to be on mute, but I just hung up on my mother. I'm like, okay, I'm going to hear it after the show, guys. No, what could I do? Leave you guys hanging? I had to come back. I said, Ma, I got to go. He called me up. He said, you want me to call you? My brother did this because he knows I'm doing the show. You know what? Shout out to my brother, Corey. He's probably listening right now. And told my mother to call me during my show. And you know what? Now I'm going to get it because I hung up on her. You know, I said, Ma, I'm doing my show now. I'll call you back. Well, so what's going on? You know, I mean, mothers just don't care. They just, okay, that's a damn show topic. But anyway, Shout out to my mother, Ma. You know I love you. But I had to hang up. I'm on live. I'll be sure I wasn't going to play forever.
This is live radio, Ma. Ma.
And she's like, oh, what channel? I'll listen. What channel? I said, no, you can't listen to this.
But I hope you don't get
hell
that
no. She'd be like, you said, no, I'm dialing in live. She would have cussed me out live. That would be a hell of a show.
It always happens that idea for shows come up during shows.
Mother cussing her out on the air. Well, this is Brick's house. My mother can come in anytime she wants, but I just won't give her the keys, though. But she won't. Hell no. Anyway, Molly, Mom, love you, but you can't listen to me talk like this. Oh, God. I got a filthy mouth. You can't hear this. But anyway, going back to what we were discussing, which is Facebook, let's get on Twitter. Let's talk about Twitter. Twitter. How many people tweet? I know Crush tweets like crazy. Crush is a tweeter. I'm getting into the tweets. I'm still trying to understand the lingo.
I'm not
like
a tweeter.
Tweet.
I'm a spammer.
I'm not.
A difference.
There's a difference.
I spam.
Okay.
Right. I spam. I don't tweet. I need to get into the tweeting thing. I spam. I glance. I glance and then I spam. That's how I go.
I glance and I spam.
I glance through everything. Right. And I glance through everything. I'll retweet or whatever. And then I spam.
Wow.
You go to my page, all you really see is either, you know, me posting a show and stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm a Facebooker. I'm a booker.
But in most of the online world, spam, you know, when you spam, that supposedly is a bad thing. What is?
Okay, I'm not a spammer. I'm an informer. That's what I tell people. But technically, I'm a spammer.
And what does that mean?
Black of water.
He wants to know. Explain. He said, just say explain what you mean when you say spammer. What are you doing? That's all he wants to know.
Oh,
how do you do it?
Like, what did
what
I mean? Oh.
Yeah.
I am. I am advertising. Like, whose background is that?
Who's that?
Okay.
I'm mine.
I'm soliciting. I'm doing all that. I'm posting up you know, everything ain't got nothing to do with everything. You know, that's what I do. I post about everything that got nothing to do with everything. I go into
a
group, and the group is about hot topics. I talk about a hot topic, and then I'm throwing, okay, I'm on air now. You know, I'm spamming. I'm just advertising about everything, and that's how I do.
Yeah, I think that whatever really pops into Crush's mind goes on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah,
thinking,
whatever
just,
pops
just
my mind, whatever. Right, I think of stuff to write. Not even going to lie. Sometimes, at one time, there was nothing on there because all I kept putting up was about the show. And then I was like, well, let me start doing this. And, yeah, whatever random thought comes to mind, or if I'm on a computer and I throw something, it goes to Facebook. Show topic,
okay.
All that.
Speaking of Facebook, I need to take a minute for a public service announcement. People, please stop sending me these game requests on Facebook. I don't play
not
these
gonna
games
happen.
On Facebook.
It's not going to
okay.
happen.
I don't.
Like, Dave, stop sending me friend requests. It's not going to happen.
Damn, I don't even know these people. They sending me games. I don't want to play.
Yeah, because they tell
just
you, invite your friends so you can get higher on your game.
Twitter, that's what I want to know.
Oh,
Twitter is only 140
on
characters. That's what I know. That's what I'm saying. There's only 140 characters on Twitter. How is there drama on Twitter? How is
because
every? And then my thing is this. Right. It is this. How every post is about you. I am be saying, you know, that color blue is mad nice, and everybody gonna sit and hit me up and say thank you. I'm not talking about you. Every post is not about you. You know, always get a message like, okay, perfect example, I have an internet crush. And I posted, I got an internet crush. Yes, I got an internet crush. I'm talking about him. And I posted about it. I got an internet crush. And I posted about it one late night. And I got two messages, okay? One was posted directly on my wall. Like, does his number start with the number What? Why would you even ask that? What does that got to do with anything?
Because
you said something about voicemail, and then this guy said something about voicemail, and y'all mutual friends. So y'all must be talking about each other. What?
Okay,
really?
Listen, Inspector Gadget to Facebook. Inspector Gadgets. Stop trying to piece together things. Okay, you ain't got a lot of private eyes. A lot of private eyes on Facebook. Like to put two and two together. She's his friend. She's his friend. Ooh, they got something going on. Or put two and two together. Stop adding up on Facebook. Y'all need to go outside into creation. Okay, get from in front of the machine.
That's the thing. You can't leave Facebook because, remember, you get Facebook mobile. So even when they're outside, they still...
You see, that's the
deal. Right.
Well, you know, I got
you said, you're not getting away from Facebook and Twitter. It's kind of... And I try to do it outside, but my fingers is too fat for my screen as is. So I'm sitting up there taking forever to type this one little hey guy.
See, that's why you shouldn't get the touch. Girl, always get the slide-out keyboard.
I can't.
I call them disgusting.
This
but you know what?
I am not in.
I choose to concentrate on, okay, there's been a lot of Twitter scandals. You know, we all know what happened with the congressperson, Anthony Weiner, who tweeted a picture of his Johnson. Well, actually, did he? Was it his? I thought it
was
the
it his chest.
Head.
I don't think
it was
his
chest,
actual
too.
Johnson.
It was.
It was just his chest, I think, but he was there with no shirt on. It was a bulge. He did want his underwear to put a bulge, but he didn't show the crime. He just had the bulge.
Right. Like to say, look what I'm working with, girl. You wasn't
right.
a girl.
Knowing that was a tube sock. They know that was a tube sock.
I knew it was a sock.
Those were trousers, not tube socks. Excuse me, he's a bitter man.
Trouser socks.
But the sad thing about it is that this man is going to go down in history with this. This is
right.
never going to leave this man alone. The
no.
fact that his Twitter, his nuts to everybody, you know, and everyone saw it. It's never going to get away from that.
I thought he did a direct tweet to the girl, and the girl reported.
He did it to the girl, and the girl retweeted to everybody.
Right.
Look what he said. You know, exactly. Look. You know, and I'm like, come on. He swear it wasn't him. No, that was his chin in the picture. Remember he said, that's not me. Somebody slayed again. That was your chin.
That was your chin.
But anyway, I have for you a couple of Twitter scandals that have, you know, happened. And, you know, some of them, like, okay, some of them, who cares? You know, some of them I don't even think it really needed to be, but one of them is Chris Brown's homophobic rant. Apparently, he got on, remember the guy from, what's the guy from that group? B2K? Razz B. Him and Razz B were going back and forth, and
right.
he was saying that Razz B is gay, which I do kind of, I don't know. What you think about that?
Yeah.
He admitted he was gay?
Yeah.
He admitted
it. Little B.
He had big lips, like he was. So he actually came out the closet, like, yes, this is how I am.
Yeah.
I am gay.
And how people were touching him. That's for celebrity news. But go ahead.
Okay, but they say how he made references to Razz B made revelation that he had been molested, and Chris Brown
mm-hmm.
was like making fun of him on Twitter, and he whipped out anal penetration as a hard hitting comeback. I don't know what that means. I guess Razz B came at Brown first or whatever for hitting
what?
On Rihanna, and I don't
mm-hmm.
know. I've never heard of that scandal. This is news to me.
I was looking at that scandal. I was on Facebook refreshing.
Now, Black Report, maybe you can help me out. Glenn Black from Fox News. Do you know who that is, Black Reporter?
Don't even speak about
wait,
Glenn Black.
Wait a minute. You do know who he is, don't you, Black Reporter?
Unfortunately.
Okay, if you
know
don't know that
Black
Reporter, I'm going to just call you Glenn Black Man.
Glenn Beck is a very stupid so-called journalist. I say so-called journalist. Well, yeah, he was on the Fox News Channel for a long, long time, and he made his name by ripping other people's
lying on people, right?
Exactly.
Right. He was writing false stories. Like, he was making up stories, and he was making up, you know, he was writing stories about people. Yeah, I remember that guy, little Black guy. Yeah.
Okay, well, he got shot from Twitter. Favoriting a white supremacist tweet. So he just added
right.
his favorites list, and he got shot. He got beat on for that because they were saying that he
that's
didn't even try to hide
right.
his bigotry. So he favorited a white
right,
supremacist
man.
Thing. Yeah. Then
right.
they said Perez Hilton.
Right.
Okay, Perez Hilton tweeted a Miley Cyrus crotch shot. I mean. What is that? Who cares? Now, this is what I want to talk about. When they said 50 Cent rigged the stock market in his favor through Twitter. Now, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that accusation. Because all he did, basically, was say, buy my shit on his Twitter.
Right.
And the stocks rose. So they're saying that he shouldn't have been... Because he told followers to buy his stuff.
Because they feel that, quote unquote, that's insider information.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Are
you
kidding me?
You want them to buy your stuff. You want them to buy it. They put the idea is to sell it. So if you got some way of advertising, that was his way. Buy it. And everybody, they have to jump and buy it.
Insider information is illegal.
That's not insider information telling someone to buy. But,
right, they didn't say, you know, Sony is about to drive, so you need to run. Like,
no,
he didn't give
tips.
He just said buy. But he wasn't giving. I don't know how. I don't consider how is that considered inside trading.
But they're saying. They said he's
the same thing happened with Martha. Like, if he did something like with Martha and say I got stock and I go up to Brick and I say, yo, Brick, you know, I'm about to move my, you know, I'm about to move over to Black Reporters, then I can understand that being, you know, inside trading.
Yeah. You tell her to sell before
but,
you move, you know.
Right.
You know,
that's
going to drop.
Right, that's advertising.
All he said was buy
stock. They just mad because that dude was
exactly.
You know,
they didn't think of
he making that money.
That's
right,
the
he's getting that money, and they didn't, and they don't have that power. That's all it is. Like,
they're saying
who's really
at the security.
How many people
exchange.
Is really following this guy, John, the CEO
could,
of? Nobody's following that dude.
I wish I could push someone and say buy my cookies and buy my milk. Buy my chocolate and make some money. Like
exactly. Get a website and I'll buy it. God damn it!
This is what I'm saying.
I'll talk about it. Be about it. I'll buy it. But get a website. I got you. Email me some cupcakes. I got you.
Okay.
Get a website. Email me some cupcakes.
Moving along.
Right. We also have that Rihanna situation.
Yeah, the Rihanna situation, which is
Rihanna going after Chris Brown's current girlfriend. She tweeted a picture of rice cakes dressed up in a bikini, talking about I'm gonna make you my bitch. And I was trying to figure out. I don't get it. How is that Chris Brown's girlfriend? That's what I'm not getting. Like I didn't get it. They said it
was before
rice
it was
cake.
Tweets with her saying that. I had him first or something like that.
No. What happened was, I'm telling you what happened. They mixed it up. What they did was they went to Media Takeout. Media Takeout did that. That's not what happened. What happened was Rihanna made this posting of a picture of rice cakes dressed up, and she said, I'm going to make you my bitch. And then they felt like that was going towards Chris Brown. So Chris Brown's girlfriend... She didn't write, I had him once, you know, she didn't write that Nikki thing. What she said was, what she said? I can't quote her, but she basically said was, you had him, I have him now. Like, you had him before, I have him now type shit. And they end up, and then her friend, a friend of hers, quoted the Nicki Minaj song. Like, I'm Angela, you know, Jennifer, you know, you see where Brad at. Her friend... underneath her made a comment. Somebody went ahead and they changed it around and made it seem like she said that. She didn't say that, though. But, however, the girl got a new page now. And, you know, if you know her personally, she'll add you as a friend. If you don't know her personally, she'll just quote you. I mean, she'll just subscribe. And I think I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to get celebrity status and, you know, subscribe to my shit. No more friends. No more friend requests. I'm going to get celebrity status on y'all. No more friend requests. Just subscribe to my shit.
Be that way.
I think the whole thing is ridiculous. It's all just ridiculous. I mean, they got some other ones here. You know, Obama, the ABC channel tweets Obama calling Kanye West a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Which he
this
was.
When he grabbed the microphone from Taylor Swift.
Right, which he was, exactly.
Yeah, it was. But they're saying
like,
that
why
ABC
is this man
should
can't
have actually
yep.
tweeted that. Why did ABC tweet that? That's what they're saying.
Right, but my thing is this. First of all, this man, the president, everybody got a comment about him. Everybody's saying all this stuff about him, but ain't nobody sitting up here retweeting and bringing people under fire the way they brought him under fire. You know what I'm saying? Oh, one man got on national TV talking about, oh, he looked like a crackhead. But nobody's bringing that man under fire the way y'all trying to bring this man under fire for actually speaking the truth.
They don't, because they feel, we all know how they feel about our president. That was last show. He can't even say some shit off the record without everybody, oh, that's a quote from the president. You know, damn. I tell you, you know, that man has that much power in his words than damn. You know what I'm saying?
If he was to sing the lollipop, what would they say?
Or they probably say that he was, I don't know, maybe they say that, you know, the wife was doing
a
striptease to lollipop. The wife
no,
was
no,
in there
no,
striptease or whatever.
Mistress, some unknown intern. They would have cast some unknown intern at the White House was doing a striptease. That's what they would have said.
Right.
They wouldn't have said another Monica Chiquita Jenkins would have popped up. They would have asked for an impeachment. That's what it is.
Shaquan showed up saying, that's my baby daddy.
Mm-hmm. President grabbed my ass. President grabbed my ass.
He my baby daddy.
Oh, excuse me. They don't call him the president. They call him Obama. They don't call him the president.
They call him Obama.
Obama.
Yeah.
Obama
right.
did that complaint. I met Obama on his toe when he was trying to run for president, and he stepped me in the back of that limo, and we did it down.
But my
I know the
show
him,
is not.
They call him Big Daddy.
This is not Obama. That was last week, y'all.
Right.
That was last week.
This
week, we're giving Twitter and Facebook and all sorts of other stuff. We ripping them a new one this week. It's the top of the hour, guys. It's 9:04, about 5 minutes after 9. You're listening to Brick's House. I am Brick, the chief cook and buckle washer of this house. And we're joined by Miss Lady C. We're talking about Mr. Black Reporter.
That's me.
We are joined by the First Lady of Phone Fantasy Radio, Miss LaCrush Hart. And you are listening to Brick's House, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Brick's House. And we're going to
follow us on Twitter.
A little interlude. And, you know.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Phone Fan Radio on Twitter and Hearts Radio on Facebook. And also Brick's House on Twitter.
Brick's House. Or you could just follow me, Plain Old Brick, at BRYCKK. Brick. Plain Old Me, but you'd be surprised by the things I tweet about. So I might shock you guys. If you join my personal Twitter, so you might as well just join the other one and save yourself some heartache and agony, because I can go in on Twitter. So, we'll be right back after this short, short interlude. We will be right back with Brick House. And we're going to... This slight interlude. And we're going to come back with why Facebook, I believe, is the devil and why it ruins lives and why you should not actually be wary of Facebook. We will be right back.
You've been the one who really loves me, and now.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the sounds of Brick's House. You just heard Alicia Myers from the group One Way from back in the day, as back in Black Reporters there. And that was, I want to thank you.
Be nice. Be nice.
And, I'm being nice. And that was Alicia Myers from the group One Way. I want to thank you. And that was an all-time favorite. That song be played in clubs to this day. People get on the floor. Whenever they hear that song, they hear that beginning, everybody just jump on the floor. You don't need no invitation. Everybody hits the floor. That's one of those.
Okay, what you got in your hand, whether it be a plate, a hot dog, you getting on the dance floor.
You definitely. You know what the funny thing about this song is? I hear it on the gospel channels. I'm like, okay, I understand, I guess, the message. But I'm like, wow, this is actually playing on gospel channels too, huh? Okay. Whatever you need to get you through. Yeah.
Ladies, I have a question for y'all.
Really?
It was released for y'all. It was released today that Whitney Houston's daughter wants to change her name to Bobby Christina.
You know what? I'm going to cut your mic off if you do that again.
Christina Houston, I mean. From Bobby Christina to Christina Houston.
Okay, I just had to cut Black Reporter off. Because he fails to realize that this is Brick's house. Brick sets the tone in Brick's house.
Now,
we got callers. We got callers. Ooh,
we got callers coming in.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I had to shut him
off. If y'all want to talk, y'all got to press one.
You got to press one if you want to talk.
You got to press one.
But I'm
going to
bring Black Reporter back on. And this time, Black Reporter, don't disrespect my house. Everything in due time. Thank you very much. I'm going to put you back on. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you're back. Now I had to spank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Next time, it's a disconnect, okay? All right. Everybody gets a second chance in Brent's house. Everybody gets a second chance. Okay. I'm on it, dog. Now, let me get through the Facebook. Now, Facebook, going back to that, we all know, everyone, I think, has had a good experience with Facebook, and I know everybody's had a bad experience with Facebook. Me, quite frankly, if it wasn't for networking for the show and networking, you know, in my career, I would cancel my Facebook page in a New York minute. Because, quite frankly, I've grown tired of the drama that's associated with it. I've grown tired of the bickering that comes from it. And all of this is coming from people that I have never even laid eyes on. The drama. I've never seen or heard or smelled any of these damn people. And they have brought more drama into my life than the ones who are actually in it. And it's ridiculous. And, you know, I wanted to reach out and slap somebody that was miles away. And that type of pressure I can't take. I'm used to confrontation. I'm used to confrontations and confronting people. I'm not used to this telephone tough guy, you know, or
internet tough guy. Not
internet mafia.
Right.
You know, you get on the internet, you gangster. You know, you taping on keys and shit with force, like, I'm going to get you, bitch. I'm not used to that. I'm used to face-to-face. What's up, hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
That's what I'm used to. So I'm not used to the, you know, getting on the computer and typing a nasty message and, you know, take that, enter. What's that? You know, so Facebook has caused me a lot of trauma that I can't stand. You know? And I think that if it wasn't for, you know, the show and some of the good ones that I've met, that say, stay, Michelle. Oh, come on, don't go. Stay, Brick, stay. I stay. You know, but I really want out. And now it's like, God, I've been too deep. I can't get out. Do you feel like you're in too deep?
I do. I actually do. Listen. Let me tell you about it.
It's
not
a game. I want out.
And I'm multitasking. Okay, so I was just talking about this last week. I was on a show. Yesterday. I was on a show, and we was talking about things, and I was mentioning people, you know, what's happening right now, what you need to do is, you know, this is my latest blog as well. It's time for spring cleaning. Now, I'm not talking about your house. You remember, you know, your moms used to wake you up early on a Saturday. You wasn't sleeping, and she made you wash all the clothes and iron them, and you had to take out the summer wear. You remember them days, right?
Got you ironing and all this other stuff.
Basically, the same thing applies. The same thing applies to social media, to just your aura in general. You know, we build up since you've been on Facebook. You done build up, you done made friends, you done made enemies, you done made all types of stuff. What we need to do now is we need to sort. You know, like you've seen Clean House on a channel, Clean House, where you have the keep pile, the throwaway pile, and basically what you need to sort. Now, I've learned this, that people are in your life for either a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And basically, sometimes we build up so much that we need to sort through that. Is it seasonal? Is there a reason? Or is this a lifetime? Are we lifetime friends? Are we just here for that moment? Or, you know, can it work out? If it's not the case, we need to separate ourselves from them people. Now, when I started La Crush Hearts was, you know, La Crush Heart was an aspired porn star. Let's put it that way. You know, she wanted to do amateur porn star. She wanted an official website. She wanted photos. She wanted videos. She wanted to do it all. Cause she wanted to be an amateur porn star. You know, now La Crush Hearts is more into, she want to start her own business. She want to network with people, whether they go to church or they don't. You know, so with La Crush Hearts is right now, I'm in the process of redesigning my website. I done changed the name, but now I'm in the process of redesigning my website. And what really threw me on this course to do so is somebody hit me up and he asked to advertise on the website. And then she said, well, you know, not this site because this site is too raunchy. And I was like, raunchy? My site is not raunchy. You know, I felt some type of way. Like, my site is not raunchy. And then I just see, like, you know, when I go to these parties and I do stuff. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to quit altogether because, you know, I'm a super fluffy bird. I'm just sexy like that. I can't just quit like cold turkey. You know, but what I can do is I can scale back. You know, and the same thing applies. Like, when you go into your friends, you need to go through your friends. You know, you need to go through, sometimes you got to go through your family. You know, and, you know, that's just part of it. You know, you also got to go into, you know, yourself. You know, what kind of, you know, what are you trying to portray? What are you trying to represent? What are you, you know, because like you said, one thing about Facebook is, you can't decorate your page. So I can't see on your page that you're a happy-go-lucky person. The only way I can go by doing that is reading what you post. You know, I can't tell that you're happy. The only way I could do that is to read what you post. You know, so if you sit up there posting, oh, life sucks, oh, everything that's negative in your life, I'm going to think that you're a sad person. You know, like that's the only way I can judge you is by what you write. And I think, you know, people say, well, this is just Facebook. We take it too seriously. One thing about Facebook and Twitter, it's what's on your mind.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like MySpace where I can go and I can see the fluffy clouds. No, this is what's going on in your mental at that point in time. You know what I mean? Like you had to put some type of feeling into what you're typing for the simple fact that there's only 140 characters. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to put some thought into that. You had to backspace a couple of times. times and rewrite it. So you're not going to sit up there and try to convince me, oh, this is just Facebook. No, it's a little bit more than that. If you post it to every 5 seconds, you know, it's just a little bit more than that. I'm not saying you need to take it seriously and say everybody take it seriously, but it is kind of serious because that's what's on your mind at that point in time. You know,
right.
And then that's you.
I agree.
That represents you. You know, that represents you. And,
you
know.
We have a caller. I don't know where you cut you off. I'm sorry, but we have a caller.
No, no, go ahead.
From the 718, which is my backyard. Hello, caller from 718.
Hello there. How are you? Great to be on the show again.
All right. And who, baby?
This is the one and only Formal Ray.
Hi, Formal Ray.
How
Hi.
You doing?
We met him on Friday, Brick. We met him
on
the tribute to Big
It.
Right.
Oh, okay. That was Brush Grooves. This is Brick
right.
House. Okay.
Right.
Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm
like, ooh. Okay, good.
She was lost there for a minute. What's going on,
yeah,
Formal,
like,
Ray? Welcome back.
Thank
welcome
you
back
very
to
much. Thank
the
you
show.
For having me. You're such a class act.
Class act? I don't know. Is that a good thing? Or is that...
I guess it, yeah.
I don't know.
That's
that...
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. She's been called all types of things, so have I. But that's a good thing.
Y'all
okay,
know
okay,
sometimes
okay.
You gotta ask, man. Y'all know sometimes.
Yeah, like, okay, is that good?
They
yeah,
be trying to throw some blow noise at you. You know, I'm used to that. Like,
the mean has changed so often.
Right. They be throwing
okay,
some blow noise at me.
Well,
I gotta
on,
check.
On the
you
record,
know.
It's a positive thing, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, we're talking about
okay.
Facebook and social networking. What do you think about Facebook and all this other social media we got out here right now?
You know, there's a positive and negative to everything. And, you know, when you deal with social media, especially if you have a profile, whether it be Facebook or what have you, you know, what you post, you know, I believe you just said that before, what you post is really how you feel. It's what you think about, whether it be from thoughts on yourself, and thoughts of other people, because what you express on these social media sites, it tells who you are. You know, people talk. I've been on message boards many times, especially in the 2000s. And the thing is, people say that what you post on these sites is not that serious. That's garbage. That's nonsense. Because the fact is, you know, these social media sites, they're really an outlet. Especially if you're going through a special day. So to say that you're not really posting how you truly feel, that I don't 100% believe that.
Yeah.
And people try to front as if, you know, it's just something to do to pass the time. Yeah, it might be, but at the same time, you know, when you're provoked to vent, you're putting your real emotion and feeling. So let's stop faking the funk here. That's how I see it.
Pretty much. I definitely agree with that. You hit that right on the nose right there. And like I said before, you need to, every now and then, every couple of months, you do need to go through your friend list and separate those that you've come in contact with, because sometimes, you know, it's over. You know, like their time being there is over. Sometimes people just want to spy on you. You got to get rid of them. Some people want to, you know, bring you drama. You got to get rid of them. So, you know, sometimes you just got to do that. You got to sit down and, you know, take that time and go through that friend list, you know.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely right. Spring cleaning is very important, and not just in the spring. And, you know, the thing, really, and the thing is, you know, I heard you say, you know, people are in your life for a reason and a season. Not everybody is going to be with you till death. And I've realized that only in the past couple of years, that it's a fact. So, and, you know, the thing is, as you age, your circle of peers truly does decrease. I'm talking about the real peers who you can count on to be real with you. And believe me, that is a positive thing, because you don't need excess.
I just learned about that term actually this past December. somebody did a show like that, and I came across that terminology. And I had to look it up, and I realized it was out there for a long time. People knew about this. I'm like, well, why didn't I know about this? And as it sat down, and I really had to let it sink in and marinate, and then, you know, like now it's starting to be springtime, and somebody asked for my advice about, you know, relationships and stuff like that. And, you know, that's, you know, that got me thinking about that. And, you know, I told this person, you know, you gotta clean out your closet, Mom. You can't keep that, you know, you can't keep that all boiled up. But that's another story here and there. What else we got
that's
on the menu,
true.
Frank?
Well, I want to talk about basically how Facebook can actually really ruin your life. I mean, I know we talk about that in the, you know, laughing and joking, but in the literal sense, it can really ruin your life. You know?
Oh, yes. We've heard
everything.
That. People that lost jobs off of that. You know, lost your livelihood off of that. You know, people that got locked up because of that, you know.
Yeah.
In a divorce settlement, you lost your children because of that. Like, yeah, I done seen a lot of that.
It's a lot of crap. And, a lot of things like, you know, of course, there were certain situations that happened, you know, to people, you know, finding, you know, one of them was, the first thing was finding a long-lost child, you know, that could, you know, if any of people that are adopted out there, that are seeking out their, you know, natural parents or whatever like that, you know, I would like to think if I, you know, was in a situation like that, that I would basically, I think I would leave it alone. You know, mm-hmm. I know, but everyone knows to know where they come from, but in two separate different occasions, you know, with Facebook, you know, the child, it was one which should have been a wonderful, you know, reunion between mother and her children who were kidnapped by their father, and she happened mm-hmm. to find them on Facebook, and come to find out, you know, the kids didn't want anything to do with her. They mean, they lived with their father all their lives, you know, so how, you know, I think that, I mean, I know it was wonderful that she got reunited with her children. But now I guess she wishes she never bothered because they're like, you know, real nasty, mean individuals. I guess, you know, they want nothing to do with her. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's kind of sad because, I guess she always wondered what happened to him. Now she knows. I hope she gets some closure. But at the end of the day, you know, was it really worth it? I mean, you know, there's another issue where a boy found his biological mother. Met up with her, and she ended up molesting him. So it's like, you know, we really don't know what monsters or demons hide behind, you know, why things are the way they are. That's why I think, you know, some things really need to be left well enough alone because you don't know what kind of, you know, pick the devil you know over the devil you don't know any day. You know, I always tell my son that. I'm like, listen, pick the one you know over the one you don't know because you don't know what that one has in store for you. The one you know, yeah, it's a doozy, but you know the mechanisms of it. You know exactly how it's going to work.
Right.
You know exactly what it's going to do. The other one come out of left field with something and you're like, okay,
yeah.
I didn't expect that. You know, and did you also know that creditors can track you down through Facebook? If you owe money?
Yeah.
They can actually track you down. They can monitor your feed, and they can track you down through Facebook.
Can you imagine? I'm at my Pathmark.
Not only track you down, they can use your page to help compute your credit score.
I didn't hear that. However, they can discover your assets. They can use your page to discover what you have.
You know, people always posting their money and their cards. I'm sorry. I just had a thought about the people falling with their money pics. I'm sorry.
I mean, there are other things up here, like, you know, they could, you know, like insurance, you know, but that's just people doing stupid things. If you're out on workers' compensation, they got you lifted, you know, you got a picture of yourself lifted up, you know, a barrel or something. Come on, let's be real. Of course, you know, they're going to see this and say, you know what, you filed a false claim. But I'm talking about the real stuff. Like, this is something real that I wanted to touch up on. And it's that Facebook can make you depressed. I experienced a little tiny, weeny bit of this. I was depressed.
on Facebook. Facebook made me depressed. And I think it made me depressed because it's like you're looking, you basically have a front row seat, and some people give you a mirror image into, it's like a two-way glass. You can look straight into their life. And some people just seem to have the most glamorous lives on Facebook. You know, some people, it's party after party after party after party. You know, gorgeous husband, beautiful kids. They got pictures of them vacationing in Disneyland. They're on a boat. They're doing this. Got a promotion at work. I'm now the assistant regional manager and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's like, gosh. Does anything ever go wrong for you? You know, it's like you're constantly looking at somebody else's life, and it makes you seem so humdrum. Has anybody else ever experienced that?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know,
but the situation is, and a lot of times that it may seem like that, but they're just struggling like you and I.
Well, I know that. Mm-hmm. I know that it's more than what it seems, but I'm talking about just on that overall feeling. Have you ever looked and felt like, damn, how come I can't, you know?
Yeah, how come I can't have that kind of life?
Exactly. It's like, you know, why they get everything? Why does everything seem to piece together? I'm not talking about, I know behind everything there's a story. I understand that. And you don't know what someone has been through and what they continue to go through and what secrets hide. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just the total shell of it, just looking at it. And, you know, for a while, I was just looking at that and I was getting depressed. I was like, dang. You know, and then it's like a constant, also, Facebook is like a constant fashion competition. You know, they put these things on Facebook. What's the damn thing, Crush? Bag it or lose it. What is that stupid thing that they do?
Pass a smash?
Pass a smash.
Right. Smash a pass.
I went, and let me tell you, I went, and, you know, I was on a site, and they said, I was on Facebook, in one of those groups, and they said, okay, we're going to play a game of smash a pass. Okay? Right. Send us your picture, we'll upload it, and we'll put, you know, I guess they wanted to upload the picture to put smash a pass under it. Dumb ass me say, okay, you know what? Let me put my picture up there. You know, I got only like 2 or 3 hits. And you see some ladies with like 50 something damn responses. And my shit only got like 3. I was like, I look way better than her. You mean to tell me?
Weren't they showing a little bit more skin?
No.
We got Ivani in the chat room, and they said that should make you go harder to see that it can be achieved, can be a motivation. It's all how you look at it.
But see, that's just it. Okay, go harder so that I should become something that I'm not? You know, I mean, I had to come to the realization that, no, I'm not going to go hard. I'm going to be me. I'm going to do me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's just it. That puts pressure on, you know, people to go hard. I mean, okay, so I should expose a nipple maybe. And then maybe, you know, someone will.
No, he wasn't talking about that. He was talking about you saying, you see people, you know, he said this when you was talking about people.
Oh, talking about the business.
You know, they got a promotion and stuff like that. He wasn't talking about the sex part.
Okay,
all
right, my apologies.
Wasn't.
But
right.
What I'm saying, okay, even then, okay, true. You know, and I understand what you said. True, that would make you want to go harder. And I have said, you know what,
it's
got to up my game a little bit.
It does make you want to go harder.
It does.
It's like you said, it just depends on you and if you're being realistic or not as well.
But see, that's just
you
it.
Know.
I mean, I wasn't being realistic. I realize that now. That I wasn't. That it probably took this person probably maybe 15, 20 years to achieve that level.
Right.
So I wasn't being realistic. But see, I was at least had the sense enough to realize that. You have some people out here who never come to that conclusion. So they end up suicidal. They end up majorly depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, they actually have to seek therapy. They fall to pieces. They really feel like Facebook is ruined. They're like, so I'm admitting that I was actually depressed when I saw. I was like, wow. You know, but realistically, I see. You know?
I understand exactly what you mean. The same thing came with me with dealing with phone fantasy radio. I'll give you that as a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that's why I got Black Reporter. Black Reporter offered. I said, sure, Black Reporter, you could come. You know, and my whole dynamic of my show changed when Black Reporter came. And, you know, I would go to other shows, and the room be pumping. The room will be pumping. I tell you, the room pumping. Got 20 people in there. They laughing. They keep keying. My show don't do that. I don't have 20 people in my chat room. Nobody listening to my show. What's going on here? You know, and I too got depressed. You know, off of that. You know, you see people. They'll throw a show up the same day. They'll put out, I'm going to do a show tonight. And then tonight come, and they got 40 people in their chat room. Like, wait, how is it 2 o'clock in the morning? You got 40 people in your chat room. I couldn't understand that. And what happened
I'm sorry, go ahead, Crush.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And what happened was one day I went to a party. You know how I throw parties. Y'all already know what I like. And I went to a party. And when I went to the party, it was like everybody at the party was asking me about Phone Fantasy Radio. What happened to Phone Fantasy Radio? How's the show going? You know, I tuned in. You know, I listened. And I'm like, what? Really? You know? Oh, I know you. You're the one with the phone. You're the one with Phone Fantasy Radio. I mean, called it by his name and everything. Oh, I know you. You're Phone Fantasy Radio. Yeah, I see it posted. I'm going to call into your show. I'm going to check out your show. And you know, and so forth and so forth. And it made me realize that, you know, this is before, you know, it had the record thing and all that they do now. But it made me realize that just because you don't see them doesn't mean that they're not looking. And that was when I decided that, you know, I'm not going to do my show because I want 20 people in my chat room. You know, I'm going to do my show because this is what I enjoy doing. I love music. I love talking. I love, you know, doing different things. And like I said, when Black Reporter came along, Black Reporter helped change the dynamics of it because when Black Reporter came, so did Lady C. And then so did John. And then so did, you know, and it little by little it started to build up. And I say this because y'all like, well, okay, what they got to do with social media? Fuck y'all. But anyway. Fuck y'all who all thought about that right now, because BTR is social media. God damn it. This is social media, damn it. Oh, y'all sitting up there wondering. You know, at the end of the day, this is social media, and let y'all know that. But, you know, I know, I'm just saying, I understand and I can relate to how you felt when you see that on Facebook. And sometimes, like I said, sometimes you need to do spring cleaning for the soul. Sometimes I need to stop looking at the glass half full, I mean half empty, and look at it as half full. Like, Phone Fantasy Radio has been on the air since 2007. You know, we have over 14,000 listens, you know, to our page. You know, we got brand new, you know, people that hit me up. That's the thing. People start to hit you up saying, oh, I want you to play my song, or I want you to be on your show. I want to debut. And I'm like, really? You know, and so the buzz is getting out there. And the same thing happens when you're on Facebook. You know, I got to stop looking at what this one is accomplishing, what that one is accomplishing, and just start doing my own thing. So I went and I redid my whole Facebook page. If you go to the About Me on my Facebook page, it's totally different now. You know, I got my links up there. I got, you know, this is what I'm doing. And, you know, Black Reporter came here and Brick House started here. And, you know, but that's what I'm doing. You know, it's an internet radio show. I'm a radio personality. And this is something that I'm proud of. This is something I created. This is something that invited people. So, you know, sometimes you just got to go and you just got to rearrange it, erase everything, and redo it.
Okay. I agree. All right.
You still with us?
And you
right?
Do
one more.
You're doing a damn good, you're doing a damn good job at it, Crush.
Well, thank you very much. Is Formal Ray still with us?
Lovely Formal Ray checked out.
Okay.
But we have another caller who wants to chime in from 414.
Oh, my God.
I know that.
414, hello, you're
you
at Rick's house.
You didn't even give me a chance to come on and say hello. You start with, oh, my God. What
happened to, hello, hey, Renee, long time no hear. How you doing?
Hello, Renee.
That would be too obvious. That would be too lame. You know, he got to mess with you, you know. You know, Black Report likes you.
Last week I called in. You didn't even speak to me. Everybody else did. You didn't say nothing to me. I'm like, okay, that's okay. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Well, hello, Renee, and welcome
hey,
to our partner.
Hey,
I'm already introducing. Okay, my bad. Sorry.
Hello, Renee. Welcome to Brick's house. I'm sure, I think we spoke before a couple of times before, but I thank you for calling in. And go ahead, you can go back to getting them now.
You didn't even get a chance to say nothing. He just said, oh, Lord. That's okay.
Okay. You know I love you.
Wait till you call in on my show. I'm going to do you the same way.
Oh, right. Renee,
we got another caller from 917 I want to bring on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Well, caller from 917. Hello.
Hey.
All right, who's this?
This is Chef from Brooklyn, New York City.
I thought this was Chef. How you doing, Chef from Brooklyn?
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Not so much. How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing good. We're doing well. Thank you for calling in the break, pal.
We just got some breaking news.
What's that?
Huh?
Somebody said two words that I don't think any of y'all caught.
Right, their show.
That, when you called into my show.
Right.
Didn't know you were going to have a
show,
my
Lord,
dear.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. We got to get you a billboard and just put black to a quarter or fourth. That way you can just point.
What's it? It's called cross promotion.
It's called hold on. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. We're not ready for that yet. That's all.
Okay.
That's a secret.
Chef,
hold on.
We're talking about social media, and how Facebook basically, I believe, it ruins lives. What do you think about Facebook?
So. I don't think so. I think it's what you put into it. Like, if you let it ruin your relationship, that's on you. You got to distinguish yourself between Facebook and reality. You can't let what goes on in Facebook control your relationship.
Amen.
You know, it's all upon, you know, the people. Yes, it's a good tool for networking and running back into family you ain't seen in a while. But there's some people, not just with Facebook, but with Twitter too, put too much on there.
Yeah.
I'm in the bathroom now. Or if they're going on vacation.
No, right?
It's like you will put, okay, especially with Twitter. I've seen this with Twitter more than Facebook. They'll put, like, I'm going to be in such and such, let's just say Milan, Italy. I'm going to be there such and such day. I've seen people post their itinerary. That's too much. Who cares?
And now that they have this thing where you can pinpoint where everybody is, exactly the exact coordinates where they are, like I'm at pizzeria,
you can break into your house. No, you're not going to be home.
I do the check-in. I do. When I'm somewhere, I do the check-in. That I do. But certain things, you know, like if I'm having a bad day or if I'm hurting, I may put up a a stat about it, because sometimes I like to get, you know,
hear,
you know, inspirational stuff, because I need that at times, because I have really bad headaches. I'm having one right now.
Mm-hmm.
But certain things, you know, it just, some people go over and beyond what it is. Like you saying, oh, I just had sex with my man or my woman. That's too much. Don't want no other.
And he sucked my uterus out my asshole. Yep.
TMI.
All right, Chef, what do you think about that? What do you think about social media, Chef?
They can destroy lives, and I have to agree with that. They do. They can destroy lives, and I think I agree on both ends, where some people take it too serious, and then you're really not supposed to take it too serious, but there's too much things out there on Facebook, and too much people put too much things. I had to sit there and really look at it, and I said to myself that, not that I was putting too much things, but anytime I put up a status and people would, had an ex-girlfriend who would respond back to us, well, respond back to my status with her status, and I'm just like, it's not even directed towards you. But after that, mm-hmm. I was just, I had to, you know, take a long look, and I told myself, like, you know what? This year, I'm not putting up no statuses no more, no posts, no nothing. So since December 31st, 2011, that's the last post I put up on Facebook. It's kind of dormant, but, you know, I post in groups, whatever, and shit. But as for me posting what I do, whatever, I live a very interesting life, but I'm not going to post everything on there no more. No.
Right, that's the people that think everything is about them, you know.
Yeah.
Think every post, every post is about you. And, you know, at the end
yeah.
of the day, that's them personally when you tell somebody I'm through. And I was just saying this earlier, like when you tell somebody I'm through and they know that you're not through. Or they feel like you're not through with them, or they're really not through with you. When they go in, and that's crazy. That's like a lot of baby mama drama, too. But that's
another show.
That's another show altogether.
All right, folks, we're almost 10 minutes away from the end of the show, and I wanted to save this last 10 minutes. Yeah, it's almost 10 minutes to 10. And I wanted to save this portion of the show because I gave you guys a homework assignment last week. Anybody do a homework assignment besides Black Reporter?
Well, I have one, right? Like, if I ain't doing it in school, it makes you think I was going to do it. I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, I'm sure everybody, but with all the news reports and everything, I'm sure everybody, to be honest, I didn't watch it either. I saw tidbits and snippets. And basically it was, I told you to watch America's Mammy, Oprah, in action, and watch the Bobby Christina interview with Whitney Houston, about Whitney Houston. Now, what Black Reporter was saying in the beginning, when I cut him off and shut his mic off, was that Bobby Christina said something. What did she say she wanted to do, Black Reporter?
She wants to change her name.
That I find kind of disturbing.
She wants to change her name to Christina Houston.
What do you guys think about that? We're not going to get too deep into the episode, but what do you think about that specific portion?
Statement.
That she no longer wants to be Brown. She wants to be Houston after her mother.
Not only that, she got rid of the Bobby, too.
Yeah, she wants to get rid of the Bobby,
like,
too.
She's trying to get
Christina
rid of this
Houston,
man
right?
altogether. But,
yes.
you know, I think she's being influenced.
Yeah.
I think so, she's being influenced. Only she knows what went on in that household. You know what I'm saying? But you have everybody and their mama, including her own mama, sitting up there, you know, giving this man, you know, all the hoopla about what happened to Whitney Houston. We can go on for days. Everybody got their own opinion. But, you know, truth be told, Whitney was her own woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he didn't play a part in it. I'm not saying that he didn't influence her. I'm just saying she was her own woman. And if these people care for her the way they claim that they loved her, if they you know, if they would have jumped in a little bit harder or put their two cents in a little bit deeper, then, you know, she may still be here today. You know, so
I do think that, you know, like you said, she's the only one that knows what happened in that house. And I'm sure she probably was witness to a lot of abuse and probably a lot of the things that we were privy to. She probably saw. Who knows what he called
her?
No, no,
I'm talking,
you know.
Right. And
we
then you
got
to look at the way Bobby, the way Whitney talked as well. I mean, we all seen the reality show.
I think that, you know what, if she is going to do it. I think that she's a grown woman. She's over the age of 18. If she wants to just totally just eliminate this man from her total existence, then something, it's got to be more to the story there. I do believe that she probably never had that relationship with him like that, where, you know, now he's all trying to come to, I need to be there for my daughter, I need to be there for, and she, you know, probably, he probably was never there for her basically to begin with. And I think that for this child to make such a drastic move like that, she must really loathe this man. But I'm sorry, other than cutting the half of her face off, she can't get rid of Bobby Brown, because I swear the bottom half of her looks exactly like him. She would have to cut her nose and mouth off to get rid of him. Because she got the gap and she got his nose. I mean, he point blank, the lips and everything. It's Bobby Brown. The eyes and up are Whitney Houston. And I think that it's just sad that it
plastic
came to this,
surgery.
Really. Well, you never know. I do believe she's probably going to do something about that T soon she gets that first check.
Yeah.
She's like, fix this up here. I want a grill like my mom, because her mother had an excellent grill. She probably like make my grill just like my mom's was and probably fix this nose. And you know what? I could see her doing that, too. Because everybody probably going to tell her, girl, you look just like your father. She probably going to just be like,
But you know that's the same thing we had with you know that whole thing as far as the crisis. We also had that situation with Michael Jackson. You know, everybody, you know, at the end of the day, Michael looked like Joe. Michael had his nose. Michael had this. Michael had that. And Michael tried his damnest not to look like anybody in the Jacksons. All of them. Even Miss LaToya Jackson. He tried their damnest not to look like anything remotely to their dad or anything like that. So if he would have stayed for support of his daughter for the funeral. That's what Ivani is saying in the chat room. Sorry, Ivani, I just came back to the computer. He or she been talking in the chat room.
No matter what would have happened, if he would have had the last seat in the house, he still would have been there and stayed.
Yeah.
And been like, you know what, I'm going to be here regardless. Even if I stand outside this church.
You know, I'm going to jump back real quick because I you know, he wrote something in the chat room. He said, what about those people who reach out to other people while being suicidal? Now, somebody on our Camp Super Fluffy, I'm not going to say who, I'm not going to mention nobody's name, but it was at Camp Super Fluffy, this person, and they started writing stuff on their Facebook page. And they called me crying. Because they had wrote something, I got at them, like, you know, don't talk to me like that, or something like that I said to them, like, you know, whatever, dude. And they called me crying. And the way they sounded was like they was at their last days, you know, like, all else failed, I'm giving up, you know. And I guess they must have been calling other people or something like that. But it got me worried. You know, it really did get me worried because I'm like, you know, I don't know you from a pile of cookies, but, you know, if you call me, you put me in that cipher, you got my head messed up, you know, and it made the posting that he was posting or how he was posting, it made it a little too real. You know, it's one thing to see it, like, oh, whatever, they're just being dramatic, and then there's another thing to hear it.
Exactly. Yeah.
What you were saying is really important, seriously. But I think that Facebook does have
a feature of something like that where you can report something like that. I think, like, if you see a post like that, there is some kind of, look for, you know, just search out the help in Facebook. But I think there is something where you see, if you see something suicidal, that you can report it to them and they'll take the proper action, like they'll alert authorities or something like that. Either maybe they'll call the person or they'll get a number to call the person if their phone number is listed. It's something that they do. Because I do remember seeing something like that, because these social networking websites, they do have a duty to report stuff like that. You know, they can't just sit there and watch somebody do that and not say anything. That's against the law. You know, so definitely if you see something like that on Facebook, Twitter, social, Foursquare, whatever, report it, definitely. Don't sit by and don't say anything, because it's rather, like my grandma said, to be a safe chicken than a dead duck.
That need to be a show too. Old things, old people say. Yes, that need to be a thing too. But
yeah.
But we are now 5 minutes from 10, and we're closing out Brick's house. We have tomorrow, Phone Fantasy Radio will be up tomorrow night, and you will be in the adult zone. Crush, will tell me tomorrow about tomorrow's show.
OMG. That's all I'm going to say is tomorrow's show is OMG.
You have to be there. I saw that, Crush.
I'm coming.
And I was like, oh, my God.
Tomorrow, we are talking about tomorrow with my co-host, Black Reporter, because I don't want him to feel like he's left out. Tomorrow with my co-host, Black Reporter, we'll be talking about tolerance in a relationship. How much are you willing to endure? You know, how much have you endured? When is it time to say, you know, finito? What are you willing to accept, really? What are you willing to put up with? What are you willing to accept? And we're going to go in. I'm looking for different, you know, Dear John letters, you know, strawberry letters.
Letters.
Call
girl,
right.
That was a
strawberry letters.
How big are you throwing up there today?
And I came across it in another post. I took it, and I said, you know, that falls right into what we're talking about, in my opinion, tomorrow. So that's going to be on the list. And, you know, we're just going to kick the boot changing. You know how we do. We got a twist of funny and laughter and everything. If you like this show, you're definitely going to love The Adult Zone, because Black Reporter is an ass.
Sounds wonderful. Thursday we have Crush Grooves coming out on Thursday. And on Thursday, it will be the, as I understand, we're doing the spoken word on
right.
Thursday.
Spoken memoirs, sorry.
Spoken
memoirs is Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, same number, 805-830-8320.
And
it's
open
mic night. Right.
Open mic.
Open mic.
You can call in and put your old stuff out there. Get recognized. You never know who's listening. Like Crush said earlier, you never know who is listening. These things are taped and people listen to the replays. So you might be discovered.
Also,
people are looking for fresh talent.
Also, we're going to be asking a couple of questions that night, like out of the hip-hop game and the rap game, who would be crowned the best rapper dead alive? So, and we'll also be talking about a whole lot of, you know, good stuff and playing some awesome music, spoken word, hip-hop, R&B, rap, all that. So, you know, definitely want to tune into that, too, Thursday night. Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. There we go.
Okay. Well,
in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good. Like,
Paul,
you had something to say?
In a couple of weeks, it will be the rundown again between new school and old school, or old school Crush style and old school Black Reporter style.
We'll see who wins the battle. I'm going to have to help you out there, Black Reporter, because it's not a fair fight. I'm
going
to have to help you out because it's not a fair fight. So we got to even level the playing ground here, because Crush been trampling all over you, and I got to level the playing field, so I'm going to help you out with the old school, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But next week on Brick's House, we'll be talking about, the title of the show is I Do, but I'll Take You, and I'll Take You, and I'll Take You. You know what our show's going to be about? Open marriage.
Relationship.
Marriages. Open marriages, specifically marriages, not necessarily relationships. As far as I'm concerned, all relationships are open if you're not married. But open marriages, how people make these things work, how do they work, can you see yourself in one, would you like one, what's the deal? So,
and
on behalf of...
And you don't need to be of the, what you call it, religion to be a part of the show.
Anyway, I want to thank everybody for calling in. They're about to cut us off. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank you, Crush, for traveling in. Thank you, Renee, for calling. Thank you, Shem, for calling. Thank you, Black Reporter, Crush, everybody who was on the line. Ms. Lady C, thank you. God bless you all.
Russ,
it was a wonderful show.
Russ from England.
Hello, mate. Thank you for calling. Thank you, everybody in the chat room who came. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in next week. We'll be here next day. Same time, same place, same bat channel. Thank you. Good night, everybody. And we are out.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody. Don't forget to follow the show. Sign up. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Phone Fantasy Radio. Phone Fan Radio. Thank you. PhoneFantasyRadio.com.
There you go.
BrickHouse.com. BrickHouse.com.
Check us out later. Thanks for calling in, guys. Everybody have a good week. God bless.
Bye.